here at the Broncos team hotel in Phoenix, and pleased to be joined by Denver broadcasting legend Ron Zavolo. Of course, he's been calling all the preseason games for Nine News. And Ron, the Broncos made a decision this week at quarterback. What do you think of the choice to go with Trevor Siemian?
I liked it. I think Trevor Siemian has really proven over not just the course of the camp, but the course of the last 6 months, that he's intelligent, mature, understands what they're doing. You could tell he's the guy that had been around this offense longer than anybody else. I think they trusted him to take better care of the football. So when it came down to it, I think he was the logical pick.
I know you just got done with production meetings with the other quarterback, Paxton Lynch. He'll get all the snaps against Arizona. How much growth have you seen from that first preseason game to now?
I've seen a lot, and I know when I talk to Gary Kubiak, sometimes, you know, without even asking him, he brings up Paxton Lynch, and he'll say things like, he's really coming, he's getting better every day, he's feeling it. And you can tell when you talk to him that every week he has a better grasp of what he's doing. So as excited, I think, as they are about Trevor Siemian, I think they're equally excited that their number one pick has a pretty good future in the NFL.
Well, we'll see what he has against the Cardinals. What other positions are you looking at here where there's a lot of competition going on?
There's a lot of them. I think the biggest competition, the position that when people watch the game they should really pay a lot of attention to, is the running back position. I think Ronnie Hillman and Capri Bibbs both have a chance tomorrow night to make the team. I think you could keep them both if they both play their tails off. On the other hand, if one guy is significantly better than the other, I think you could see somebody that we know get waived. I think that this is going to be the hardest cut to 53 the Broncos have ever had in their history.
John Elway, of course, has a lot of depth on this roster, so that's certainly true. I'll let you go on this one. You worked in the Denver market for a long time. Rocky Mountain Showdown coming up. Who do you got?
I think it's going to be a great game. It's hard for me because I root for both schools. I know that CU is favored. Here's what I say. I hope it's a really tight game that goes into a fourth quarter, because I hate to pick against either of our schools.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. I really appreciate the time.
Bet.
Ron Zappolo, definitely a Denver icon for sure. Hedging his bets, though, there on the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Didn't want to pick one on the side or the other. But, guys, the thing that I thought was interesting about what he said was this would be the toughest roster decisions that John Elway's had to make in Broncos team history, and there'll be plenty of competition tonight.
That's a bold statement. Certainly the toughest decisions for Elway since he came in, but and you go back to those 98 and 97 teams. Those were some pretty deep teams, but it tells you the quality of players that are on the roster when you get onto the second and third teams. And you look especially at linebacker, a ton of depth there. Cornerback, running back. You know, Ronnie Hillman, you know, he's been a co-second team with Devontae Booker, and all Hillman did last year was lead the team in rushing. So a very deep roster, and certainly you can imagine some of the guys the Broncos let go may be on some other team's rosters pretty quickly next week.
You have to imagine that the Broncos' top decision makers have a good idea of what this roster is going to look like, but there could be some guys out here tonight who make a name for themselves.
I think so. I think there are plenty of, like you said, positions where there are a lot of questions: defensive line, running back, wide receiver. Two of those guys, Jordan Taylor and Ronnie Hillman, definitely have a lot to play for tonight. Jordan Taylor, of course, everybody remembers making that spectacular catch in week one of training camp, but hasn't exactly had the explosion that people thought he was going to. Now, Ronnie Hillman, a slow start, but has come on late. So it's these two guys especially who know how valuable this final preseason game is.
Really excited. The confidence level compared to last year is, you know, a lot higher, and whether that just be knowing the offense, knowing schemes on special teams. So just a lot more comfortable out there and ready to get out there.
You know, just like every other, I just want to make the roster and, you know, do whatever I can to, you know, to show the team that I'm, you know, here. You know, you never know with this league and what goes on. So, you know, that's the way the cards was dealt, and I have to deal with them.
Ronnie Hillman having that elusive speed that NFL teams covet. He will definitely be a guy to keep an eye on tonight. Another guy up in that running back competition is going to be Capri Bibbs. We're going to see plenty of him tonight. Now, Bibbs, if you remember, has had plenty of experience in this final game a couple years ago in Dallas, a couple of touchdowns. Last year in that final preseason game, 6 rushes for 20 yards. So he's been a little bit mixed as far as his performance in this last game. However, he knows how valuable these last preseason games can be. The Broncos just arriving to the team hotel in Arizona, and we're now lucky to be joined by Capri Bibbs. And Capri, this is the final preseason game, the final game for you guys, the final tune-up before the regular season. What do you think is the most important thing that you need to show the coaches in this final game?
Just everything that I've been doing throughout the offseason and throughout training camp and OTAs, just keep being the same guy I am in this last preseason game. That's being consistent and being detailed on every single thing that I do and just going out there and being very productive and being the back that I know I could be.
You know how important these games can be. Coach said that, you know, guys can make the team with this game. And a couple years ago, a great last preseason game for you on the road against Dallas. How important can these games be in your mind?
Well, seeing that I played in 2 of these games before, final preseason games, I've had 2 big games in these final games. And it's because I've always been ready for them, and I've always been ready for this NFL thing. I think I was made for this. And I just think that when a coach has put you in a situation and you get the opportunity like this, you can't make them regret it, you know. And it's just that much easier when you know that you're still here for the last game and that everything really is on you to make a team, and you can't blame anybody else from that point on, you know, because you're going to have the opportunity to do so.
Not only have you played well as a running back, but you've also made plays on special teams. How important do you feel like your versatility is to helping you, show out in this last game?
Oh, it's everything, because if you're not the starter on this team, you know, you're going to have to play special teams. I've seen things last year when there's only been 2 backs dressed because the third back didn't do much, you know what I mean, on special teams. I've seen guys lose jerseys on this team on game days because they don't do special teams. So I know how big playing special teams is, and it makes you way more versatile, and it allows the coaches to make an easier decision when it comes to that day to suit you up, or when it comes to decision on you making a team or you not making a team, depending on how valuable you are at those positions.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sir.
You guys heard it there. Versatility is going to be a term I think we're going to hear a lot in the next coming days about who can play where, who can play on special teams, in addition to the responsibilities on the field at their natural positions. So a lot on the line for a lot of guys tonight.
Yeah, big game here tonight. We're getting a little bit closer to kickoff. It's about an hour and 15 minutes away here. And now we've reached that point in the show where it's Mace's things to watch for. And we're getting quintessential Mace here tonight in the desert. It's a top peak Mace, as you said earlier.
Yeah, and you know what? Look right here. It's a Bronco.
Oh, boy.
Not really a Hawaiian shirt, but definitely a tropical shirt. But let's 3 key areas to watch. Number one, let's go to the offense. Let's go to quarterback. Paxton Lynch, of course, playing the entire game. Potentially a big night for him. Also for guys like Jordan Taylor, Moes Frazier, Khalif Raymond. They're going to get a lot of work. You know, it'd be interesting to see how he disperses the passes to those guys. On the defensive side, a lot of competition on the back end of the roster. Look at Henry Melton and Billy Wynn. You know, they're fighting for spots on the defensive line. At linebacker, you know, let's see also what guys do maybe for practice squad spots. Eddie Yarbrough, Vontarius Dora, Sadat Suleiman. On the inside, Kyle Craig and Dwayne Norman. All these guys could factor in the practice squad potentially, and they need big games tonight. And then finally on special teams, I'll go back to Khalif Raymond. Punting competition has settled, of course, with Riley Dixon winning the job. And Brandon McManus, he set a kicker. Now you're focused on returns. Braylon Addison waived this week, so that leaves Khalif Raymond to potentially get a lot of work. And Torian Nix is a guy that Jody Camillus has talked about earlier in the preseason. He might get a look on kickoff returns as well. So still some things to decide on kickoff and punt returns, guys.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we're getting closer to kickoff here because they just turned on the speakers here at the stadium, so hopefully you heard what Mace was saying there. But you talk about returner, one guy who may play a role in kickoffs is Cody Latimer this season. We saw him do that a little bit against the Rams. Probably will not play here tonight after suffering a little bit of a knee injury last week. But he took us to his barber shop in Aurora and showed us the meaning behind look good, play good.
What up, y'all?
I get cut every week. I like having my hair nice for the game.
Well, the size is pretty much just a fade, a ball fade on up to a blend. And the middle is just is what it is, dreads.
Sometimes switch it up. I used to do it, you know, I used to do all kind of crazy designs, but now it's just basic. I might get like a line or three, just nothing too much. Don't want to get too much attention.
But sometimes he let me have fun, freestyle. That's where some of his major designs come from.
We thought about doing my logo one time. We thought it would be too much, though.
You just let the Clippers do the work, pretty much. It's all about that lighting and that angle.
I got a big head, so it helps me, too.
True. Big canvas to work with. I mean, I've been cutting it since high school, so yeah. He's the reason why I'm here. I love doing what I do, and I enjoy this. We like to socialize, take our time, you know, catch up. He may have a busy week. I may not get to see him at the house as often. So this is the time where we catch up, talk about the weekend.
You know, year three for me, man, and I feel like it's now or never. And, you know, I got family, you know, good support system with him and Jay, who you just met, you know, my girlfriend. And, you know, my son was obviously a big motivation. So, you know, I got stuff to work for.
And a special thank you there for Cody Latimer for allowing us to tag along. That was pretty cool. And definitely a new re-sense of focus for Cody Latimer this season. You could tell that in the way that he's carrying himself so far. Well, we've reached that point in the show where it's our final thoughts. Mace, your final thought here for tonight's game.
Well, it's back to Paxton Lynch. He's going to get the whole game. You know, a lot of these fourth preseason games around the league, they're pretty forgettable. It's like, okay, let's get through the game, get back home, and move on to week one. But really, for Paxton Lynch, a very important night to show just how much progress he's made in learning this offense and just how far he's come in general.
Very true. We'll have to see what Paxton could do here tonight. My final thought is stay healthy. The Broncos have a game against the Carolina Panthers just 7 days from now. It's affected the way the schedule is, could affect the way roster decisions are made because the game is so close to the, to tonight. So stay healthy. You know, I think that there's three groups of guys out here tonight. There's the veterans who aren't playing tonight, and this is a fun game for them. For the vets that are playing, they just want to stay healthy. And for the other guys, it's, hey, this could be my final time I put on a helmet and play competitive football. So three groups of guys, but mostly stay healthy.
That kind of corresponds with my final thought as well. It's just to make the quick turnaround after this game. A lot of guys are going to be very focused on tonight making this team. However, tomorrow, things change. The Panthers are 1 week from coming to Denver for the season opener of the NFL season. But that's going to close things for our show here today. Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you 1 week from tonight at Sports Authority Field at Mile High for the season opener. But for now, we say goodbye.
I feel really good about, you know, how far I've come from when I first got here. Each day I come out here, you know, I just get more and more comfortable.
Throws in the run, pass caught, and that is going to be a Denver touchdown. Yes, indeed.
Crazy, it's already fourth preseason game. It's been flying by, but really excited.
Lynch throws to Jordan Taylor, and that's enough for a Denver first down.
You know, just like every other day, I'm just trying to make the roster and, you know, do whatever I can to show the team that I'm, you know, here.
Nice cut, Hillman's to the goal line. Ronnie Hillman has a Denver touchdown.
You know, we'll probably have two or three guys make our team from this game this Thursday night. That's part of this business, so you got to play every week and be ready to go.
Oh!